ahead and begin.
Okay.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and or good day. Thank you for joining me on the B2B Lead Generation podcast show. And with me today is Ruth Stevens. And Ruth is someone that I've been following for a number of years. She happens to be a consultant who works in the area of helping businesses acquire and grow and retain customer relationships. Ruth is also an adjunct professor at Columbia Business School, and she's the author of two books, including the Trade Show and Event Marketing book and also the Direct Marketing Association's Lead Generation Handbook. And I'm really pleased to have Ruth with me today. Ruth, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much, Brian. Very glad to join you.
Well, Ruth, what compelled me to invite you to today's podcast is I thought that you had a lot of interesting things to say about event marketing. And event marketing is a big priority. A lot of companies are spending a tremendous amount of budget dollars as part of their lead generation program. And I just wanted to ask you, you had just written and released your trade show and event marketing book. Why did you write the book, and what was it you were hoping to address as a result?
Thank you so much. I sort of went through, I think, a similar thought process as you, meaning I was looking at B2B marketing budgets and noticing that when I talked to trade associations and VPs of marketing and asked them, you know, what are your objectives, they would all say, well, I need to provide my sales force with qualified leads, and I need to get the business the visibility it needs in the market. And the line items that they were spending on, that trade shows and events was a huge piece of their marketing budgets. As much as, well, the Business Marketing Association reported a couple of years ago an 18.5% number, and the Center for Exhibition Industry Research published a total number of $21.5 billion in the U.S. and Canada in 2000. So it's a big, it's a lot of bucks, and it's a large percentage of B2B marketing budgets. But here's the kicker. When I asked them, well, what kind of value do you see yourself getting from trade shows and events, no one could really articulate that well. So I started to realize that what seems to be going on in the mind of the senior level B2B marketer is, well, trade shows and events are important to me, but I'm really, and I'm spending a lot of money on them, but I don't really want to think about them too much myself. I've got this person who handles that for me or this agency, and they basically delegate responsibility for event tactics to a logistical function, which, you know, they need to do. But at the same time, inexplicably, they also relegate responsibility for strategic thinking about trade shows and events somewhere, either to that poor logistics person or to no one. And somehow the idea of event marketing has taken on some kind of low status, or for some reason marketers don't seem to want to think about it. And I said to myself, if we're spending anywhere from 15 to 25% of our budgets on this item, we need to be able to demonstrate results, and or we're going to have our budgets cut. But more importantly, we need to think how trade shows and events fit into our entire go-to-market process, and where should they be placed? What is the function? How should they fit in? Where are we going to apply the levers that trade shows and events offer us? And those are thoughts that really are the job of a business-to-business marketer, not so much the person who's, you know, ordering the booth and setting it up and doing the operational management of the event.
So what you're saying really is, from what I've heard, the biggest mistake marketers are making is they're spending a lot of money and they don't realize the strategic importance that events play. And would you say that there's more to it than that in terms of, is it a failure in execution, or what are the biggest challenges you've observed talking to marketers, looking at events that companies need to address, and then if you could tell me what you think the critical success factors are to doing event marketing effectively to actually move the sales needle forward, ultimately helping our sales team sell by generating qualified leads.
Yeah, and you've really hit the nail on the head. They seem to be, that is, marketers seem to be, as they somehow refuse or avoid thinking strategically about events, they in effect are turning out a sub-optimized event execution. So if you say to your logistical guys, look, I want us to be at this event, however you know we decide we're going to be there, whether it's exhibiting or using it for press relations or a hospitality kind of environment or conducting our own proprietary corporate events, you make the decision that you're going to do it, but within the strategic, if you're not thinking about it within the strategic context, you tend to focus on the event itself. And one of the big themes in my book, other than this agony that marketers seem to not want to think strategically about this stuff, is that it is the amazing leverage you can get if you simply learn a few key points about how to get the most value out of trade shows and events. And it essentially boils down to a couple fairly straightforward tactical things to do. The first is to recognize that the event is part of an end-to-end campaign, and the event itself is only the tip of that, iceberg. And in fact, the 3 days of the event, or however many days it is really only the smallest part of the campaign. It's the most visible and the one that seems to, soak up a lot of time and attention. But really, the campaign itself needs to be planned and executed months in advance and also months afterward. And essentially, the advance stuff is about making sure that the dollars that are spent at the event are as productive as possible. And the one area that marketers seem to fall down on is by not promoting the event enough in advance, meaning they expect that once they arrive at the event that they will have the outcome that they're looking for. They'll have enough business conversations. They'll identify enough opportunity and get done what they need to do. But in fact, they can quadruple the productivity of the event by simply doing pre-show promotions or pre-event promotions. And I, go into some detail about how to do that effectively in my book. And then the other big piece is post-show, where I don't know about you, Brian, but mm-hmm. I have heard again and again this possibly apocryphal story about the poor trade show manager who's setting up the booth that's been in storage for the last several months or year or whatever, and they unlock this door and out falls a pile of lead sheets from the previous time the booth was used.
Oh my God.
And have you ever heard this story before?
No, I haven't.
Well, I heard it in the 18 months that I spent researching this book. I heard this story a half a dozen times. It was always attributed to someone else. So I think it's sort of an urban myth, but mm-hmm. These urban myths sort of have a basis in fact somewhere. And what the point is that it's the marketer is responsible for making sure that there's a process in place to do follow up. I mean, Brian, this is your area of expertise. Lead management, lead nurturing, and qualification, and passing those leads on to a sales force, and then finally tracking those leads to closure and reporting on the revenue and the results. And so somehow events, possibly because they're such a logistical challenge, frankly a nightmare, and all of our attention is focused on the logistics, we somehow forget these key leverage points. And let me just make one other point about leverage, and this is at the show itself, where the single best dollar you can spend after you've made decisions about how you're going to exhibit, assuming you are exhibiting, is on staff training. And the reason, of course, is that great booth staffers are not necessarily the same people who are doing field sales. And the technique of engaging and disengaging in a series of conversations on a show floor is a very specific set of techniques and can be learned. It can actually be learned in just a few hours. And it is that conversation on the show floor that actually results in 99% of the business benefit that business marketers are going to be able to claim after the show. So anything that you can do to improve the quality and quantity of that interaction is usually worth doing. And interestingly, staff training really only costs a couple $1,000s, and mm-hmm. compared to the other expenses of exhibiting, it's really worth spending.
Where do you see the breakdowns? Because I've heard staff training, I've heard that, you know, seeing it as a long-term thing, that it's a six-month window if you do an event or more, as opposed to that 3 days. And, you know, I've written in my book to see it as a conversation. It's an ongoing dialogue you have with people, that events are part of your marketing mix, and how do you tie those things together? Where else do you see the choke points or issues that marketers are facing, or are there any tips that you'd like to leave with our audience in terms of how they could improve their event marketing? If they've failed in the past or it hasn't produced ROI, where are you finding those other breakdowns happening?
Yeah, I would actually back up and urge marketers to think strategically about what they're trying to get the event to do for them, mm-hmm. and how it should be leveraged or applied in the entire go-to-market strategy. And the reason is that I see a lot of events being asked to do what events are not good at. An example is building awareness. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you think about the cost per contact mm-hmm. of event marketing, it is literally second only to field sales, one of the most expensive that you can perform on a cost per contact basis. Mm-hmm. And if you're strictly looking to get your name out in front of an industry, I just wouldn't recommend an exhibit at a trade show, even a sponsorship at a trade show, as being the way to do that. At the same time, though, if exhibiting and participating in an industry event like a trade show is extremely productive, if you're looking to kick off business relationships with a specific type of audience, a targeted audience, for example, and in a set of industry professionals or functional professionals who mm-hmm. are likely to be assembling at that spot in that city under that roof for those several days. Because if you compared that to putting your sales force on planes and flying them around to see all these people, the show can be an extremely efficient way to have a series of face-to-face contacts. So, and that's actually one of the reasons why trade show and event marketing is so ill understood, because it really spans it has one foot in sales and one foot in marketing as a strategic business opportunity. And so marketers have a hard time pigeonholing it or categorizing it, because it really, and by the way, let me also mention the PR function that trade shows and events can serve, which is another dramatic contribution, and that also of competitive intelligence gathering, at which trade shows in particular excel. If you, you know, spend a few hours considering how you can apply the show to intelligence, competitive intelligence gathering, you can really make some hay in that category as well.
Well, it sounds like, as I'm listening to you, that, you know, you're saying from an event standpoint, it's, if you're looking to reach a fairly targeted group of people and it's serving a specific industry or audience, the events are proving to be a great way to begin a relationship, because there's that human contact and touch that's able to happen. And that the key, though, it sounds like, is that you really need to understand the strategy behind why you're going. And what is, when you talk to marketers today, have you found, and I've heard contradicting reports from people that events are great for generating conversations, but they aren't necessarily great at generating leads, and I've heard others say they're great at generating leads for people, but, you know, there's often, I hear contradicting information. I was wondering what you found and what you've been seeing.
I can't understand that, actually. I would say that if they're executed properly, planned and executed properly, nothing is better for lead generation than a trade show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a proprietary corporate event, on the other hand, has a very different kind of function. Those are better for current customer management, relationship management, nurturing, growth, business, you know, account development, and their corporate events come in so many different flavors. It's hard to generalize, but for prospecting and identifying additional contacts in current accounts, that nothing is better for pure lead generation, I would say, than a highly targeted trade show. So I'm really surprised that you're hearing the opposite from anybody.
There's research that shows that trade shows and events for in the marketing mix for many marketers are in the top five of all tactics. So I think the experience for marketers, ultimately, from what you've shared today, probably hinges on the execution. It's looking at that it's not just the inquiries. Those inquiries or those conversations aren't just routed to the sales team if the sales team isn't present and assume that something's going to happen, that you actually need to think beyond the event in terms of your follow-up process and incorporate and actually begin a dialogue. And we've, I found in my own personal experience, most salespeople are only pursuing about 20% of marketing generated leads. And the reality is that the salespeople and the marketers need to get alignment around the follow-up. Who's going to own the responsibility? And frankly, I think right now we're in the event season, and this is a busy time for people, but I know that events are going on. While at the same time, sales reps are trying to focus on what deals are going to close here in fourth quarter before year end. And so, as you've talked about the strategy, the takeaway is to understand your goals, get alignment across the team, and see that it's a much bigger commitment and much bigger strategy. Don't relegate events to just seeing it as a meeting planning type of exercise.
Good. Well said. And can I also mention that show selection is critical to this formula? That maybe one of the problems that the people who you describe as being unimpressed with events as a lead generator is, well, part of it is that they may not have their lead management and data capture and follow-up processes in place, but I also ran into a great deal of evidence that people are selecting the wrong shows. What I said earlier about highly targeted audiences being essential, the result has been the decline and even the demise of some of the great horizontal shows like Comdex, which is no longer.
Right.
And the reason, of course, is that people were not having enough contact with prospective buyers and influencers on the show floor. If you're spending $350 per contact, you need to be sure that target has some potential of ever buying from you. And unfortunately, there's still a lot of bad behavior in show selection. I identified three bad reasons to choose a show. One is out of habit, that, you know, we always go to this show, so you know, it's like part of our DNA. And shows have a huge life cycle, and just because it was good for you last year doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be good this year. And then the second reason I heard is that, well, we have to be there because our competition is there. So it's almost like an ego thing.
Right.
But what I know, and you know, if anybody thinks about it, they will realize, why do we think that our competitors are any better show pickers than we are? You know?
Good point.
And then the third is really horrendous, and that is, well, we're at this show because our boss likes the city or wanted to play golf at that particular golf course, or, you know, that it's for personal appeal reasons, and that, of course, is untenable, but happens more often than you would think.
Well, that's amazing. So some of the hotspots or the locales of the events can impact selection, but it ultimately is going to impact results.
Yeah.
And so if you're at a leadership level working with people at events, you really need to think strategically about the selection. And when it comes to selection, is there anything that you'd like to say in terms of tips or ideas that marketers can come away with to help them be better pickers of events that align with them?
Yeah, the first thing is to ask your customers where they're planning to go this year, because that's probably where you want to be as well.
Right.
If your customers are there, then your prospects are probably also there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the sales team is most likely to have some insights into what's going on in the industry, what's hot, what's working.
Great. Well, Ruth, thank you so much for your time today and for your insights around events and trade show marketing. I really appreciate it. And for our listeners, Ruth, where can people get more information about your book, or where is it available?
Thanks. It's the Trade Show and Event Marketing book is available at Amazon, and people can learn more about what I'm up to and read some of the business-to-business marketing articles that I've published over the last 5 years at ruthstevens.com.
Great. Well, thank you again, Ruth, for being with us today and for sharing your insights and wisdom. And I hope those in our audience will be able to check out some of Ruth's materials. They are very helpful. And I've used some of her information on my blog, so you can find Ruth in some of the other things that she's written on the B2B Lead Generation blog as well. Well, thank you, Ruth, for being with us today. And to those who are looking forward to our event next month, continue to stop by the B2B Lead Generation blog, and you'll stay up to date with other thought leaders in lead generation.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you. And hit the stop.